think these people who have been involved in this conservatorship have got something to worry about.
I think that's great. Anybody that has been held captive to age 39, and by the way, we don't know. She may break down sobbing every day, every 2 hours. She may be a basket case. We don't know. But there have been a lot of very strange people in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry. I'm just telling you. She can't be that cray-cray. She just is. I just don't think she is. When she does these appearances on TV, she looks very, very, very normal. Stay where you are. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. He is. He's been attending this week a redistricting conference. And why that's going to be important to you? Because it's going to dictate the lines of assembly districts, of Senate districts, of congressional districts. All of that is going to be in the purview of redistricting. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. All-time heat records and low precipitation are creating problems for people in the Northwest. Washington Governor Jay Inslee tells TVW hot, dry conditions will mean water shortages and more wildfires into the autumn.
Our spring and summer were historically dry before this record heat wave passed through. Unfortunately, the forecast through September indicates higher temperatures and below normal precipitation.
Meanwhile, further south, fires continue to rage in some 12 states because of the heat and low rainfall. Oregon residents Dee and Tim McCarley say they were warned they needed to evacuate as the bootleg fire approached.
The sheriff came up, and he was keeping in contact with us over the days. And at that time, Friday at 5:30, he says, "Get out. You won't survive.
So you'll die.
That fire in southern Oregon is only 7% contained and has burned some 230,000 acres. The nation's top doctor has issued a warning about COVID-19 vaccine misinformation.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy is calling for a national effort to fight misinformation about COVID-19 and vaccines.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
At a White House briefing, he said bogus claims and falsehoods have led people to reject vaccines and public health advice, putting lives at risk. He noted that nearly all COVID deaths in the U.S. are now among the unvaccinated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A rapid and sustained increase in COVID-19 cases in the nation's largest county requires restoring an indoor mask mandate even when people are vaccinated. Los Angeles County's public health officer, Dr. Muntu Davis, said a public health order requiring masks indoors will go into effect on Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 53 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Offshore bettors are picking Las Vegas as the favorite to be the new home for the Oakland A's. The offshore sportsbook MyBookie has Las Vegas as a minus 200 favorite to be the A's new home, meaning you'd need to bet $200 to earn $100. MyBookie oddsmaker David Strauss tells the Review Journal Las Vegas' willingness to build a new stadium while the A's play at Las Vegas Ballpark makes Southern Nevada the top option for the team's relocation. DraftKings posted odds for entertainment purposes only back in May, also putting Vegas in the top spot, followed by Portland, Oregon, Nashville, and Montreal. The Oakland City Council votes next week on the A's stadium proposal. But even if the plan gets non-building approval, A's officials say any stadium in Oakland is still years away. Meanwhile, the commissioner of Major League Baseball says a move by the A's to Las Vegas is a viable option, and team officials have a fourth visit to Las Vegas planned for next week.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Really starting to see the slowdown up and down the resort corridor. No accidents being reported on I-15 between Russell and Sahara, but we are seeing the afternoon braking well in place now. In Henderson, new accident coming off the Beltway. This is on eastbound 215 on the Stephanie off-ramp. And that earlier problem in the Northwest Valley, an injury accident, U.S. 95 northbound at Ann Road, still there, as is one on East Tropicana at Cobalt. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are... Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I am so excited to have Scott Hammond on because there's so much going on. We've got the possibility of special sessions, plural, of the 81st Nevada Legislature. We'll find out more about that probably, I would imagine, in the next month or so. But Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. How you been, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's been a good week, and I apologize. I wasn't able to get on the air with you yesterday and your listeners. We had a little bit of a delay in our flight, and that put me in the air just when I thought I would be available. So I really apologize, but I've been kind of all over the last week. Chicago, the first part of the week, and now I'm up in Salt Lake at another conference. This one happens to be all about redistricting.
Well, and that's something that it just so happens that we've been talking a lot about, but we don't know a lot about it. We have members of the political class who are still wondering what the lines of their district will look like. I'm not sure if that's the same with you, but I'm just curious. We don't know right now what the lines will be. Do we know what State Senate District 18 will look like after redistricting?
No, no clue. And as a matter of fact, what we didn't even know was when are we going to be having this special session? You know, everybody kept speculating it was going to be August, maybe September. So, you know, really what we're getting is a lot of information because not only are a lot of legislators here, but a lot of staff members are here. And quite frankly, a lot of people who have done redistricting in the past. And in addition to all those folks, very knowledgeable, but very curious as well, are representatives of the folks who do the census. They are here to kind of tell everybody what they've been doing, how they're doing it, and what we can expect. And along with that, we're getting information about numbers and when we're going to get some of the raw data in our state. So this has been very fruitful as far as, you know, having a better understanding, because sometimes half the battle is just knowing things, right? Now, having a better idea of dates and what expectations do we have. And so that's been really great. And so for everybody who's kind of listening and trying to figure out when are we doing a special session on redistricting, a couple of really important dates. August 16th is when the census releases a lot of their data to the states. So the 16th, but then 5 days later, I think it'll be the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, I'm telling you guys these numbers, but don't hold me to everything, you know, concretely, because these are all things that I'm learning, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not worried about disclosing things and getting pinned on it later on. I want to give people the information that I understand it. I could be a little bit off, but 5 days later, which is the 21st, we're talking about getting some ideas of some maps and how they might look. But that's a long way from being done, because really the data that we are going to be able to use for the maps won't be released until the September 30th. And here's where it gets a little weird and a little tricky. Because of COVID and because of the lateness in getting a lot of the data, what they're doing, the census folks, they're kind of worried about how accurate their data is. So they're going to go through, and the statisticians, and they're doing something that I've never heard of before. This is all new to me. But at some point, they have to, because they want to check the accuracy of their numbers, they have to go back in. They have to do this thing that they call, and let me make sure I get the word right. It basically, again, this is statisticians. They got to go back in and review the numbers. And so they're going to put false information in so that what they can do is they can release information without the possibility of people being able to track the information. Basically, they don't want to disclose anybody's information, their personal history. So they inject a lot of what they call noise into the process. And so what they end up giving to the states, basically, they give to the states these numbers, but they're not the real numbers. What we may not even see, this is, again, according to the conversations we've had all day today, the states may not even see the real actual numbers because they had to put this, they had to actually differentiate, or what they call, I've lost the terminology right away. Look, half the conference, to be honest with you, Kevin, half this conference is about understanding the terminology because there's so much terminology in this, and this is the terminology that's not going to change, so you really do have to learn it. But the term that I was trying to think of is called disclosure avoidance. They don't want to disclose private information. And so how do you do this disclosure avoidance? Well, they have this process that they put it through, and that has got some people very worried. Today they had a whole section where the census people came in and said, hey, this is why we think that the data you're going to get is pretty accurate. And then you had representatives from Utah and Colorado get up and say, this is why we are concerned about the data. So it was sort of a point counterpoint and kind of going into it. And where they're really mostly concerned is not sort of the big picture, you know, the Senate or the, I'm sorry, the congressional districts, but more of the local. When you get really down into it, mayor or city council or something like that, I think that the smaller the units, especially in the rural areas, the more concerned they are with making sure the data is correct. And I could spend more time on this, but I don't want to, you know, worry everybody or confuse anybody. But it's been an eye opener, and again, this is all a result of COVID, and pretty much the lack of being able to go out there and actually collect the data that is normally collected every 10 years.
I have never heard, and by the way, my eyes are already glazing over when you start talking about numbers and differentials. And but I guess my question is, and I've never seen this be an issue, but everything is an issue today in politics, and that is we know that the Census Bureau double-checks its numbers, but who double-checks the double-checkers?
That's us. I mean, that's the state. So, you know, when they release all the data, if we really want to make sure that everything is valid, we have to check it against other forms of data collection, whether that be, and that's what I'm trying to get to now, because I'm starting to ask those questions, you know, so what can we check it against? And there are a lot of other people who collect data on population, and I mean, school districts collect data, and there's other, you know, I'm finding out there's other things out there that I never even heard of, and so we have to do our due diligence. We've got to check, you know. For example, after they did, again, I don't want to confuse you, but I think in one state, they were just kind of processing this, and they found out that they did, you know, the smallest geographic block of information. They call it a data block, right? The smallest one, they're doing it, and they found that they had a certain number of people in several of these blocks, these smallest units, and they found out that all the people that were being recorded were all kids.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, wait a second. How does that happen? It's all kids. Again, I'm not trying to say this to everybody because I want everybody to start thinking conspiracy. I'm just telling you what I'm learning, you know, and I think it's, you know, I think it's great to be able to tell you and your listeners. And this is what, this is from my perspective. I'm a state legislator and we're all learning these things. So I'm not telling you to be concerned. I'm telling everybody because I think it's nice to know what's going on. And then, you know, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. You know, I'm going to work with my colleagues, both on the Republican and Democratic side, to try and make sure we have as fair and as accurate a reading on these districts as possible, because there are certain guidelines that we still have to obey, and we're going to obey all the guidelines. It's just, in the end, and this is where it becomes very bipartisan, in the end, we want to make sure it's accurate. We want to make sure that that one person, one vote standard is upheld. And so it's important for both sides to make sure that the numbers are correct, because once the numbers are correct, then you can actually make better decisions and better districts.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, and he's in Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, Utah, State Senator, Nevada District 18. I've got to ask you, because this seems like a simple process. You put all of the numbers, all the data, into a computer, and it will spit out a map. Is that how simple it can be, or is it more complex than that?
No, it can be as simple as that, but, you know, there's other factors, you know, because you're still talking about the Voting Rights Act, and you're still talking about a couple other federal laws that were passed that you have to keep in mind sometimes communities of interest, right? So, you know, when you talk about communities of interest, you might have a majority-minority district that would like to have some representation. And so you have to keep those things in mind as well. So it's not as simple as that. And then, of course, you know, some people like to plug in political data as well. You know, how many people are voting? What's the voting turnout? How many folks voted in the last election? How many Republicans versus Democrats? And that's where, you know, it can get a little tricky. And when you're talking about partisan gerrymandering, well, the courts have pretty much kind of said, look, we're not going to get involved in that.
Well, but the fact is, the gerrymandering does happen. Can you give us your best definition of what gerrymandering is, knowing that all these numbers, all this data is going to be poured into a computer? How, first of all, what is gerrymandering, and how would somebody do it?
Well, gerrymandering is just basically creating creating a political advantage over another person. You basically create an advantage by looking at the map and trying to put together a grouping that would give you the best outcome. So Democrats may want to try and get a district that they'll try and create five districts, maybe give up one or two districts, but now they've got five districts that will give them the majority for the next 10 years. Republicans, same thing. In the past, you had geographic gerrymandering, where you're not putting contiguous land together. You might take a part of this land over here and then melt it together with this part over here, even though they're not touching each other. But because of the favorable number of Republicans in both areas, you're like, okay, if we could do this, then we can create a district with the same population as all the other districts, but at least you know you're going to get a Republican elected in that area. That would be gerrymandering, you know, because now we know that you should be making sure the land is contiguous. You need to make sure that that you're not drawing some random looking. Well, gerrymandering in the first place got its name because the very first, when they give you an example of it in high school and you're showing your students, it is a picture of a dragon looking thing. And, somebody said, hey, it's a salamander looking thing. They said, no, it's a gerrymander, because I think it was named after one of these political bosses.
Oh, my God.
And so that's, so basically you're creating something that doesn't look right, right? It's just, you're taking a little bit over here, and you got a skinny part and a big part, and then, a big piece of land, and you do that for a political advantage.
More coming up with Scott Hammond. We'll talk more about this conference and what it could mean to who controls all kinds of government in the state of Nevada. We'll talk about that. He's the state senator, Nevada District 18. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Chocolate or vanilla, Coke or Pepsi, we Americans love our choices. Retirement is no different, and it's clear that our tax choices in building our retirement plans are the most important. We have two choices, basically, the 401k and the IRA. And while Americans have gotten addicted to kicking the can down the road by paying taxes later, now is the best time since the Reagan years to pay taxes. Here to explain why is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, help us understand.
No one likes paying taxes, Steve.
Nobody does.
But if you can pay taxes on your terms, that's more important than going down the road and paying on someone else's terms. What do I mean by that? Well, right now, capital gains taxes are historically very low. So if you have a gain in the market, what I always tell people, you are not up until you're out. So it's great to have the gain. I've talked to way too many people, though, in the past that say, Coach, I've got this big gain. I don't want to liquidate it because I'll have to pay capital gains taxes on it. But I say I'd rather have a tax on a gain than a write-off on a loss, Steve, and then that starts to resonate. So here's another part. Part B is we're in very low tax environments. So not only can you lock your gains in, but you can pay a lot less taxes than you might be paying in the future. We have a government debt that is skyrocketing, and the government's looking at all the investment accounts, nice, juicy investment accounts, and looking at all the taxes they can make if they raise capital gains taxes. So long-term capital gains, if you have the investment for over a year, if you have a good gain, let's review that and make sure you have the proper allocation strategy. So let's make sure we put that together and understand fully the Roth IRA as well. The next 10 people call, I'll fully educate you on that, as well as give you a 3-book set and an audiobook when you call right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods. Are you prepared? There are steps you can take now to mitigate risks. Visit NevadaFloods.org to find out if your home is in a flood-prone area, what to do before, during, and after a flood, and obtain flood insurance information. Visit NevadaFloods.org. Don't wait until it's too late.
This message sponsored by a FEMA grant, the Nevada Division of Water Resources, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you. It is the Thursday edition of Live and Local. We'll take you right up to 6 o'clock. Joining us, Scott Hammond from Salt Lake City. He is at a conference on redistricting. Okay, so we get numbers in August, in September, whenever. How quickly can they actually draw the map?
Well, they can draw the maps after that. It's here's the rub. I mean, we can start putting maps together. The state assigns each caucus what they call it GIS, something informational. People who can draw maps for us. Basically, they're assigned to us, and so then we can start drawing maps. And then I mean, we can ask for a hearing. And, get a hearing on the maps we draw, at any time, but then we'd have to, show them our work. You gotta show, why you decided that these are the districts. Now, most likely we'd need to work in conjunction with our colleagues on both sides, and then we might be able to get something that passes muster, but, most likely this is gonna go to court. Timing wise, this is horrible because we're so late in the game that all these folks out there who are waiting to announce they want to run for assembly or senate or city council or whatever, what have you, at some point, judge. I mean, we have to kind of wait and see how the districts are. I guess judge would be a part of that, but we do have to figure out all these different districts because you don't know what district you live in right now. I mean, I've got people calling me up saying, "Hey, I want to run for the assembly," and after my first question of why. Why would you subject yourself to this? Then, then they get down to why they want to run, and then I have to tell them, well, it's great, but, I can't tell you that I'm in favor or not or whatever. I mean, you don't know where you're going to be in 5 months. Hopefully we have a good idea by December because you can then, I think registration is March at least. You can file in March, and so it's a tight schedule, very tight schedule right now. And of course, most likely it goes into litigation. It has for the last, I don't know how many cycles, but it almost always goes into litigation. Some group will litigate.
And I know a lot of people ask me about your political future. What is your situation? Are you termed out? Are you done? Are you going to come back home? What?
Yeah, I'm not termed out. I do have one more session I can go to, but as far as running for the state senate, I'm termed out. It's flattering when someone comes up and says, "Hey, I hate to lose you out of public service because I think you'd be great," and it's flattering. But I, you know, it's